B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole doesn't want to live in an apartment.
Mm-mm.
Does not want to live in a house.
Nope.
You want to live in a box.
What? It's called a shipping container.
Okay.
I want to live in a container home. And before you judge, look at this
late.
Instagram Graham page, Lauren.
Okay. I'm looking.
They're really cool. It's like, I really love the architecture on houses, and I really like modern houses, but I can't afford a modern house, so I want to make a shipping container.
This is a pretty modern. I mean, there's like shipping containers on top of shipping containers.
Yeah.
This is a 3-story house I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, those are
expensive.
Yeah, those are
well,
the expensive
like, what
ones.
Do you mean expensive? What would like a 3-story shipping, like 3 shipping containers?
I don't know, but here's one that's smaller. It's 113 square feet for $5,000.
How could you live in 113 square feet?
That's I would say around like 900 square feet.
900? What about the 3-story one? I know you saw. Like, how much is that?
Oh, that's probably really expensive. But
I don't think it had a...
The ones that I've looked at are around 100 to 120.
You know, I'm a real estate agent. You know how, like, when you type up descriptions, it's like, look at this charming ranch. Yada, yada, yada.
How do you search for that?
Well, there's not, like, there's communities of containers yet. It's not made its way. But, like, I envision the future and being like, this shipping container was once used from a common service of trash between New York and... You know, Spain.
Have you seen Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks? You're going to love this place.
Okay.
Used to be rusted, newly renovated shipping container.
Like, do you have windows in these shipping containers? Because they're four walls.
Look at this. There's one here that's like halfway over the water, and it's all, the whole one side of it is glass.
Yeah, you can make them nice. And like tiny home, like the tiny home movement is something that I was super into, and I really liked it. But you go to places like... Definitely in other countries, there's a lot more communities with tiny homes and shipping containers. But there's one in Siesta Key that it's just tiny homes on the beach, and you can rent them. And I like it. I mean, I
love
it. Like, what am I going to do? I don't need a lot.
Look at this charming former Saudi Arabia oil container that's been renovated.
This shipping container you're going to love. Are you familiar with adult toys? This shipping container was filled with adult toys in 1995.
Go ahead. But when you guys want to have Christmas dinner in my shipping container, I'm going to say, I don't think so.
Wait, I have a question, though. Can you move these? Like, is this a...
like a mobile home?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, so for tiny homes, a lot of those can connect to like an RV or a truck. But for these, like the ones that I've seen, they'll build it and ship to you, no pun intended, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Your purchase of a new container home includes security from the Port Authority.
I just wonder, like, if you could drop this next to a lake or an ocean or something, like, if there was a hurricane coming, could you move it?
Yeah, one of those giant cranes that come up and pick those things up would pick her up and drive her down the street.
It'd probably cost her more to move it than the house would.
Yeah. Like, if you want Nicole to stay at your house, she could just have a truck pick herself up and deliver it. Like, she doesn't need to stay inside your home.
Yeah, you'll never have to buy a hotel.
Listen, I think it's cool, Nicole, but can we get to the psychology of it?
What
like,
do you mean?
Because you just came in and nonchalantly yesterday go, I'm getting a shipping container home. And we're like, what?
If I can hop in your brain and tell me if I'm right or wrong, I think that you want modern for an affordable price, and this is how you accomplish it.
Yes, and I'm like, you can do a lot of solar with that. And I think it's eco-friendly.
I would think it would be really hard to heat and cool because there wouldn't be insulation.
There's some you can get a fireplace.
I guess you would put insulation in it.
I'm going to look
at it. I don't think you can. Like, there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I guess you're not alone because we're getting text messages. My au pair, Elena, just texted me and said she's into it, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of TV shows on Netflix that go into tiny homes and container homes, and it's really cool.
Look at this beautiful gated container community. It's where only the rich container folk lives.
Does it look like a shipyard?
Let's ring Nicole's doorbell and see if she's home.
Instead of butlers, you get sailors in the gated container community.
Okay. Wilson! You can have Wilson in
Wilson,
there.
Where are you?
Now listen, the whole thing sounds kind of kooky, but there's a lot of people that like this. Can you find a place in Charlotte that will do this, or is this like a very Northwestern / Maine type thing?
No, I mean, all that, I guess, I mean, I haven't done too much research because I'm not at that point in my financial life where I'm ready to buy, but there's places that there's websites and there's companies that will build it for you and then ship it to you.
So
I would just need to go through the land buying process, I think.
I'm going to say I could probably get down with this idea instead of a cabin in the woods. Like Dallas, like his dream is to have a cabin in the woods, right, and I have no interest in it.
He's a Virginia boy. I get it.
But I if you could drop like a really nice modern one of these out in the woods, I might come overnight.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw one of the bathrooms, and I could barely fit my thigh in it. I couldn't imagine living in it.
Well, Roy, this is my dream, not yours.
All right.
You know how people use these containers to collect, like, clothing and food and stuff? Nicole's going to wake up every morning. There'll be, like, food out front for the... They think it's a
donation bin. Yeah,
like it's a Goodwill bin.
Leave her alone.
There'll be clothes and stuff out
Somebody
front.
Dumping trash on her house.
We didn't bring you in here to make fun of you. My wife texted me and said we were sounding mean. I'm not trying to sound mean. We're just caught off guard by your very radical forward thinking.
Okay, go home to Waxhaw.
I'm a fan of it. I couldn't live in it, but I am a fan of it. They look very cool. I know that we're given the vision that it's a rusty container.
No, it's super
these
modern.
These are modern looking
Post
homes.
A picture at the MRL show on Insta of your favorite one that you want to put up, okay? Show your best representation of your container home.
And I'll be your agent. Right. We'll make it happen.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.